district accountant paid a total of 55,179.47 for a period under review without receipts, invoices, estimates, and letters inviting officials to workshops or meetings. Money was paid, no supporting documents. The recurrence of these infractions that usually come in the Auditor General's reports. It's not nice if we come and then we find irregularities covered in the Auditor General reports for all these areas: cash, stores, procurement, rents, and all these. Let's try to minimize it. Once we put measures in place to minimize it, we will not have all these infractions in the report.
The Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Emmanuel Kofi Nti, admitted the infractions and said controlled measures are being put in place for closer supervision to help reduce the weaknesses identified in the Auditor General's report.
Work that GRA is doing to improve the compliance of taxpayers in terms of the renters, that one, we are currently even working with the utility organizations.
We don't think the area of having over 300 million outstanding and then attention being drawn to by the auditors will be the issues. We are conceptualizing a way where we have a regional controls of the various offices at the regional level, so that there's closer supervision of the work at the tax offices.
The Minister of Education, Dr. Matthew Opoku Prempeh, said he was not happy with the way accountants and audit officers are going about their duties in the Ghana Education Service.
The people in Accra here are not even aware. That is a serious thing. So I support your statement. We need to put in place more stringent mechanisms in how people are spending. We need the support of even our auditors to let us put people on the straight and narrow path.
Other organizations that appeared before the Public Accounts Committee were the Ministry for the Interior and the Ministry of Labor and Employment.